And finally, Pope Benedict XVI held his weekly general audience today in the Paul VI Hall, where he continued his catechesis on the founding fathers of the early church. Chris Altieri reports.
Pope Benedict XVI today praised a 4th-century anti-Arian bishop of a northern Italian diocese, St. Chromatius, as a tireless defender of the faith and protector of the faithful in his charge. St. Chromatius was bishop of Aquileia in northern Italy during the late 4th and early 5th centuries, a period of great theological and social ferment, and not infrequently confusion. The Pope said St. Chromatius was a great teacher during this often trying period of growth for the Church, praiseworthy for both his substance and his style.
In a lively Latin filled with striking imagery, he proclaimed the truths of the faith, sustained his flock in hope, amidst the uncertainties of the times, and above all taught them to pray with confidence in the Lord's victory over evil and his unfailing mercy toward his holy ones.
One of the major challenges facing the Church in the time of St. Chromatius was Arianism, a theological movement based on the teachings of Bishop Arius. Arianism denies that Christ is of one essence, nature, or substance with God the Father, and may be described as an attempt to rationalize the creed by stripping it of mystery as regards the relation of the Son to the Father. Thanks to the celebrated synod held in Aquileia, great strides were made toward successfully combating Arian heresy in the West.
Born of a devout Christian family, Chromatius became a priest, attended the synod as an expert, and was then ordained bishop of Aquileia.
The Holy Father discussed how St. Chromatius taught the true faith in the midst of confusion and ferment.
His teaching emphasized the mystery of the Blessed Trinity, the work of the Holy Spirit, the divinity and integral humanity of Christ, the dignity of the Virgin Mary, and the unity of the Church.
St. Chromatius also had great pastoral energy and sensibility.
He was a zealous pastor, governing his enormous diocese during the turbulent time of the invasions of the Goths and the Huns.
Pope Benedict discussed St. Chromatius' many activities with other, more well-known ecclesiastical luminaries of his time, like St. Jerome, who prepared the Latin translation of the Bible that stood for centuries as the authoritative edition of Scripture in the West.
Chromatius assisted St. Jerome in the preparation of the Vulgate and left behind a number of sermons and a series of tracts on the Gospel of Matthew.
St. Chromatius died in the first decade of the 5th century after leading the church in Aquileia for nearly 20 years, first as priest and later as bishop. The Holy Father also had special greetings for groups of religious and other pilgrims who were at the audience, including the ecumenical voices of a Methodist choir from the United States.
I am pleased to welcome the Marist and Marianist brothers visiting Rome for a program of spiritual renewal. I also greet the African-American Methodist choir with gratitude for the praise of God in song. Upon all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors, especially those from Sweden, the United States, I invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.
Wednesday's audience was the first of the Advent season, which Pope Benedict opened this past Saturday with solemn vespers in St. Peter's Basilica, during which the Pope offered his new encyclical, Spe Salvi, to the whole Church and all the faithful. I'm Chris Altieri.